We are learning Masechtas Tainis Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of Tezayin Amud Aleph, two dots. The simon for the Gemara is Rechoiv, Teva, Visakim, Efer, Ofa, Kvura, Maria, simon. So it says in the Mishnah that they brought the Aron HaKodesh outside into the town square, and that's where they davened. So the question is, why did they go out? Why did they leave the Beis Medrash to go into the Rechoiv to daven? Lama yoytzim l'rechayv. Why do they go out? What's the meaning? What's the reason they go out to the rechayv, to the square? Rav Chiya ba'ava amar loymar. They want to show za'aknu b'tzina of loynaninu. We said we tried b'tzina in the Beis Knesset to daven. We're unanswered. Nivza atzmeinu b'fahesia. We'll go embarrass ourselves b'fahesia, and maybe then Hashem will accept our tefillas. Shlokesh amar. Galinu galusenu mechaperes aleinu. We went into Galus. We left our Beis Medrash. Maybe our Galus will be mechaper on us. Maybe that will be a kapara. My v'dayu. What's the difference in two reasons? Ika v'dayu, the Galim beknishtel beknishtel. They go from one Beis Medrash to another Beis Medrash. That would be enough community to pshatim. If you learn a Galus, that's also Galus. It's out of my regular place. That's Galus. Mashenkin, if you want to bear yourself a fahesia, that won't be mekuyim in another Beis Medrash. So that's the difference of two reasons. If you go from one Beis Medrash to another Beis Medrash, Rosh Lakish's reason will be Mekuyim, that it might seem Galus. But the first reason, you won't have. That's with the bringing out, going out to daven in the Rechayv. Lom Metzir is a Teva, the Rechayv Ashir. Why do you bring, good, you want to daven with Fahesia, either because you want to embarrass yourself, you want to go into Galus, why do you have to bring your own Kodesh out there? Om Rav Shur Ben Levi, Loimar, Kli Tzenu Yehoi Lanu. We had this Keli, which we keep privately, the Arna Kodesh. And it got embarrassed with our Averis. With our Averis, it got embarrassed. That we're showing that like it's not coveted to bring our Kodesh out into the street. It's usually something that we never bring out. It's always hidden. And we have to bring it out, partially because our Averis caused it to be brought out and be misbazed, because we brought it out. We're trying to show that we are embarrassed of our Chatom, and even the Aron HaKodesh has to come out. Now, in the Yeshalmi, it says that we do a few other things. First of all, they put on sakim v'yaitzim v'sakvaris v'toikim v'kronis. It says in the Yeshalmi that they put on sackcloth and they went to the v'sakvaris as well. That's what it says in the Yeshalmi. So our Gemara now will discuss what's the reason for that. V'loma miskasim v'sakim. Why do we cover ourselves with sackcloth? We're saying we are like behemoths, because Rashi says the sar behema, he made the sacks out of the hair of izim, noitzah shel izim, and the feathers, which means the hair from the goat hair. And we're showing we feel like when mamash we act like behemoths, we are being machnia ourselves. Why do we put ashes on top of the teva, on top of the Aron HaKodesh? Or we ben pazi koloimar imay noichim b'tzara. To show that Hashem is with us. The Aron HaKodesh represents Kav Yochel Hashem, and we put the ashes there also because Hashem is with us in the Tzara. Shlok HaShavar, a different pasuk that shows Imay Neich V'Tzara, V'chol Tzarosom Loi Tzar, and by every Tzar, Hashem is with us. Omrav Zeram, Mereish, Ki Avichazinu L'Rabbonan, Deyehavi Efer Mak L'Gavar Teva. When we're beginning, we used to see this minik, to put Efer Mak L'Gavar Teva, Mizdazli Kol Kula Gufayu. I mamish, my whole body shook from the agmas nefesh of such a bazillion of putting ashes on top of the Aron HaKodesh. But lama noist meifer v'roish kol echav echad. Why taka do you put on every person's head ashes? Pligi bar Levi racham av rav chanina. Chanam arei ono chashuvim v'nacha ka'efer. We're showing that we are chashuv like dirt, we're like dust, we're like ashes, that's what we're worth. V'chanam makdesh yizgar lonu afesh yitzchak. We want to be mentioned and show in front of Hashem that Keres Yitzchak, the remnant of Zchus, to be a Zchus for us, the Zchus of Keres Yitzchak. My B'nai, what's the two reasons? Yigibnai offer stam. We have a form of Chagas Tanoim, if you use regular offer or ashes. Now, if you give me two reasons. If the reason is we want to look like we're like dust, we're like dirt, we're like nothing, so any offer is good enough. But if it's to remember Afras Yitzchak, then it has to be ashes. Loma Yoitzim Besak Faros. Why do we go out to Beis HaKfaris? Like we spoke out, the Yeshalmi says they go out to Beis HaKfaris. The Ran speaks out that they didn't daven in the Beis HaKfaris. They just went to the Beis HaKfaris. Because you're not allowed to daven really in the Beis HaKfaris because it's loyeg l'rosh. And the Ran speaks out After they daven, sheyotzim kol ha'om lebeis hakvaros v'boichim masriim sham. Avalois yetzu es ateva v'sefer Torah lebeis hakvaros v'spalo sham. Not that it brought out the svarim to daven there. That's not pshat. It means is after they daven, they went to the beis hakvaros. So shlomo yetzim beis hakvaros. We want to show that we are worth like mason. We are like dead people. We're not worth nothing. In order that the mason should daven for us as well. My benayu kivriyakum. Nachmina is kivriyakum kvarim of non-Jews. There, obviously, they're not going to vakash rachamim for us. But to be considered like mason, that you can do. With the Rambam Paskin's taka, you can go out to kivriyakum because the Rambam Paskin's the reason is harinu chshuv nachkam mason. Now this Gemara, the second pshat that says kadeshi vakshu aleinu mason rachamim is very controversial piece of Gemara. I had to learn it up because there's a pasuk that says yinami dorish shel mason, and some hold that means you can't ask mason to daven for you because they're dead. And when you go to a basic kvar, you're not supposed to say that the mason should daven for you. You're supposed to daven to Hashem, b'schus the person buried here. But this Gemara is a big hotspot for that discussion. So the Gemara Baita, my Hara Maria. Once you mention Machlekes, it says in the Pasuk, in Dibra Yomim, it says, Vayochel Shloima Livnois is based Hashem b'Yerushalayim, b'Hara Maria, Ashenir l'David. What is the taich of Har HaMaria? So, Pligabar of Levi Barachom Aruchnina, Charama Har Shiyotzimeno Hirol Yisrael, it's the mountain where Hirol comes out to Klai Yisrael, because in the Makam HaMikdash is where all the Torah comes out. It says, Kimitzio in Teitze Torah, it says, Yeru Mesvetech Al Yaakov, these are the Shoinus of Halacha. And we know the Liskus HaGozis, the Makam of Sanhedrin was right there. So, Har HaMaria stands for, because that's where Psak Halacha comes out to Klai Yisrael. Out of this mountain, they hear the godless of Klal Yisrael and they scare of them. That's where Moira comes from. That's what Har Maria means. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi has a very interesting second pshat. It says Har Maria is referring to Har Sinai. And it's two pshat why Har Sinai is called Har Maria. One pshat is because through Mount Torah was Moira Umas Olam, and also because the Torah came out of there. So that's why Hira came out. But Frank the Marshal, how can you say Hamriya means Har Sinai? We just read the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayochel Shloima Libnos is based Hashem Birushlaim Har Maria." So Marshal doesn't like a second pshat Rashi. Says the Pella. But so the Ikab pshat means Hamriya means the mountain of Harabayis, and two pshat the Mosh called Hamriya either because that's where the Hira comes out, or maybe, or the second pshat is because that's where the Umas Olam comes scared of Klal Yisrael. Goes right in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says they brought the Teva out, they went out to the Rechoiv, and it says the Zokin comes out and says, Divrei Kvushim, means crushing things. It says about Divrei Kvushim, Torah Abanan. Yesh Zokin, if there's a Zokin, the Zokin goes says Divrei Kvushim. Yesh Zokin, I'm a Zokin. It's an old person there, the Zokin says it. Lav, if you can't find the old person, I'm a Chacham. The Talmud Chacham says it. Lav, I'm Adam Shal Tzura, someone who looks good with a nice beard. So, Frank the Gemara Kasha, what was the first level? A zokin, an old person? Otu zokin the ka'amri afagav lav chachamu? You take ka'ama oretz before a chacham, even though it's a zokin? Doesn't make sense. Oh my, by hachkama. If you have zokin vihu chacham, if you have an older person who's a talmud chacham, oime zokin vihu chacham, then he's the one who says the musr. Vimlav, if you don't have a zokin that's a chacham, then the chacham is first. Vimlav, oime chacham. Vimlav, oime odom shal tzura. Then a person shal tzura, which both Rashi and Tosafos say, Bal Kaima, he's a tall person. I said before a beard, but the verse is a tall person. Bal Kaima, he's a person shal tzura. People respect someone who looks good. A big, imposing person is more respectful, and he'll say it. And what do they say? They say like this: Achenu loy sak v'tayni is garmim. He says, brothers, the sackcloth and fasting is not going to cause. Give us the opportunity to get answered by Hashem. Elo tshuva or ma'isim toivim garmin. Tshuva and good deeds are garim shekem etzinu ba'anche nivve. You find by the Anche Nivve, which is one of our makairis for tshuva, by the Anche Nivve with the story of Yaina. Shloinem behem v'yara lekim es sakam es tanis. Don't say in the pasuk Hashem saw the sackcloth and the tanis. What's in the pasuk? Elo v'yara lekim es ma'isim kishovu mudarkim arah. He saw that Hashem saw that they fixed up their ma'isim, fixed up their ways, and they repented, and they came back from the bad deeds. It says further in the Pesukim there by Nimve, Vayiskasu sakim ha'odom v'abehema. They covered with sackcloth the people and the behemoths. Ma'av avdei. Like, what do they do with that? A bit of the people, you understand, they put on a sackcloth, you know, you feel like an onov, you act like a behemoth, as our Rashi says before. Putting a sackcloth on a behemoth, what does that mean? So everyone says, it doesn't mean literally you put a sackcloth on a behemoth. What they did was like this. Ma'av avdei, asriya behemoth suchud, v'savlada suchud. They tied the behemoths separately and the vlada separately. Omofon abayin shalom. Im einat merachim aleinu, ein onom merachim aleinu. If you're not merachim on us, we are not going to merachim on these behemoths, the vladas want to nurse on the mothers, we're not going to merachim on them. Rashi gives a little more time, Rashi like this. Kolaimah, kishem she'ato oimel rachim leilu, just like you tell us, v'rachim av akom asov, that you should merachim on all your ma'isim, you also, Hashem, should merachim on us. That's the tefillah. And it says further in the psukim by Nimvei, v'yikaru, v'yikru el alekim v'chosko, v'chosko, they davened Hashem with strength. What's chosko? Mimai oma, oma v'farabayin shalaylam, olav v'she'ena olav. There's a certain people who are all of they're better balamidas or they're a tzaddik. So who is mevater? The tzaddik or the rasha? The olive is ain olive. We know, of course, the tzaddik. So they're saying, Hashem, you are the olive, you are the tzaddik. You be mevater for us. It says further in the pasuk, by Yeshuva ish medarke hara'a uminachamas asher bekapeyem. They did tshuva. And from the chamas that was in their hands, the gezel, the stolen goods that were in their hands. Ma'im lechamas hasher bekapeyem. I'm a shmuel. I feel like gezel morish. Even if they stole a beam, a bonu abira, built it into a big mansion, mekaka kol abira kula machzim morish abala. They took down the whole building just to give back that beam to the baalim, which was a film of Shuvah Zadin. They couldn't just give the money. No, but they wanted to get rid of all the gezel, any shemitz of gezel. They took down the building and gave back the beam to the owner.
This
was in Nineveh. It's all one pasuk in Nineveh. The pasuk in Nineveh it said like this: Yoino Gimel Cheses Veskasu Sakim Odva Behema. We darshan that. VaYikru El Alekim BeChoska. We darshan that. VaYeshuva Ish Medarke Haroam and Achamas Yeshu Kapayim. And we darshan that. It's all the pasuk in Yoino. Omer Vada Bahava. Odom Shiyes Biyodo Yaveiro Misvada Veinu Choyze Boy. If someone has Aveiro, he's misvada, we're talking about gezel. He says vidu, you know, oh, shamnu, baganu, gazalnu, he says gazalnu, but he doesn't give it back. What's he doing to? What's it compared to? La'odum shetoyev sheretz biyod. It's like a person who holds a sheretz, which is tamei. Shafil toyev v'chol meimu shavayilam. Meimu is toyev in any type of water in the world, biggest mikveh in the world, like also like tefillah. The tefillah does not work. Why? Because he's holding the sheretz. Zarkum yada. He throws out the sheretz. Kivish tov v'abam sa. He takes a tiny mikvah 40 sa. Miyada also light tefillah. Right away, the tefillah works. Shenema, like the pasuk says, this is back to the gezel. You have to get rid of the sheretz. Get rid of the stolen goods. Rid of the gezel. Shenema, umayda. The pasuk says, mechase peshav lo yatzliach. Someone covers the peshav won't yatzliach. Umoide va'oizev yiruchem. But someone who's moide va'oizev gets rid of the chayt yiruchem, then he will have a kapar and rachmanas. Va'oimer says in the pasuk also, nisa levaveinu el kapayim. You pick up your heart with your hands, el kel v'ashemayim, which means also you have to get rid of the gezel out of your hands. Like Rashi says, ima kapayim shav lizalev. You have to pick up your heart l'shemayim with your hands. Your hands got to be empty from the gezel. Zokta Gemara Vayit. They said in the Mishnah, omdu b'tvila. So who do you put? You have to put a chazin, riva pnei ateva, a zokin. Gives a few qualifications for the chazin. First of all, it says a zokin v'rogel. He's a zokin v'rogel. Knows how to talk. V'yeshlo ibanim. He has children. Ubeisei reikam. His house is empty. Kadesh liba shalim b'tvila. And our Gemara adds on a few extra nakudas qualifications for the chazin. Tana rabbanan. We learn out the chazanim for slichas and from Yom Narayim. We learn out from this brayso as well. Omdu v'tfila, af b'shiyesham zokein v'chochem, im ridim v'nei ateva, they stood up v'tfila, even though you have a zokein v'chochem, you still don't put up the chazan, el odom ha-rogel, someone who's rogel in the tfilas. He knows the words, he knows the tfilas. Because if someone makes a mistake in the tfila, it's not a good sign for the kal. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, he's metupel ve'einloy. Metupel means he has children. He has little children. Ve'einloy. And he doesn't have any money. Ve'yeshlo yigia v'sada. And he works in the fields. And Rashi says, therefore he's meskaven yosef v'tfilas ha'kashamim. Because he works in the fields. U'beisei reikam. His house is empty. And the Gemara soon will ask, if it says einloy, so we know beisei reikam. U'pirkei na. We'll see what that means. The Gemara will explain also what pirkei na means. B'shval berech, which means his knees are bent, which means he's an onav. Merutz la'am, everyone likes him. V'yesh lo'in ima, and he has a good voice. V'koy le'arif, and his voice is sweet. U'baki likreis b'tayra b'nevi'im v'ksuvim, and he's a baki in Tanakh. V'l'shanes b'medrash b'halachos v'agadis. And he also learned medrash halachos v'agadis. So b'shlomo Tanakh, we understand, because a lot of the psukim come from Tanakh. Why does it be a baki b'medrash halachos v'agadis? So in the Mishmura, this is a Siman of Gimel, where it talks about a chazan. So it says there, the pasuk says, Meiser ozna mishmaya taira, gam tfilos teva. Someone who does not learn taira, his tefillah is also no good. So therefore, you have to be a Talmud Chacham also. Ubaki b'chala brachas kulam. It's a baki all the brachas. V'yav v'rabbanai now, v'rav Yitzchak b'rami. And Chazal, with the Rabbanim, looked at that generation, looked at Rav Yitzchak b'rami, he had all these qualifications to be a good chazan.